This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, purveyors of the strange, to show number 22 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your Roto-Rooter man as we attempt to find out why your toilet keeps backing up. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let's see now if we can unclog and get a good flush out from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A 10-year-old boy stowed away on a train and ran away from home in China because he had too much homework to do. Zhu Zhaikang, age 10, from a town in the Hunan province, ended up thousands of miles away from home. He said he could not cope with the amount of homework he was expected to complete during the one-month winter's holiday. Zhu said, "Each of us had to finish two thick books of homework. Take the mathematics homework as an example. It has over 100 pages with all kinds of questions." To make matters worse, Zhu's mom found a mistake on one question and punished him by getting him to correct the mistake and then copy the right answer over 100 times. After copying it 50 times, an exhausted Zhu ran out of his home and hopped onto a train. "I stayed under the seat a day and a night, during which I transferred trains as all the people did, and finally, I didn't know where I had ended up." Zhu had reached the Guangzhou station thousands of miles from home, where a station policeman found him the next day. He could not remember his telephone number or even his full address to contact his worried parents. The boy's father said, "We were getting desperate. The whole town was out looking for him. Now we finally can breathe a sigh of relief." An elderly pilot attempted to land a plane on a road after mistaking it for a runway. An accident report says he had only noticed his mistake after he had hit a speed bump. The pilot believed he had found the landing strip despite noticing curbs on one side and lampposts to his left. The 68-year-old pilot, who had not been named, was an experienced private pilot who had clocked up more than 1,000 hours in the air. However, he had just flown for 4 hours in the 3 months before the accident and only landed at the Shobden Aerodrome 3 times before. The accident happened during a solo flight from Coventry, the monthly bulletin from the Air Accidents Investigations reports. When close to touchdown, the pilot noticed that the airfield was different from what he had remembered, it states. Shortly after touching down, the aircraft ran over a speed bump, which caused it to veer left and leave the road. The plane's left wing hit a tree, and its right wing was almost entirely sheared off after colliding with a lamppost. The pilot managed to escape from the wreck unscathed. Fortunately, the road was free of traffic as it had only just been built. A Canadian rescued from a rubber raft in near-zero conditions told rescuers he was paddling to the United States to avoid bank charges. Wayne Keenwell, aged 40, ended up spending 5 hours on the Niagara River before he was rescued, reports the Buffalo News. U.S. Attorney Terrence P. Flynn said investigators were trying to determine the validity of the bizarre explanation he gave. He claimed his regular crosses from his home in Fort Erie, Ontario, to Buffalo using a small aluminum boat or the raft to do his banking. He said he was coming across the river to pay off the balance of his credit card, Flynn said. Keenwell claimed he was charged an $85 fee if he mails the payment, so he crosses the river each month instead. When he was rescued, authorities said Keenwell was carrying more than $3,000, enough to pay off a credit card bill that he really does owe. Border Patrol spokesman Michael Presbill said, "I was surprised that he tried this one on the coldest day of the year. It's not the first time that this has happened. We've had attempted entries in the middle of the winter, but this is the coldest that I can remember someone trying to cross on the water." A Australian bank has issued a credit card to a customer's cat. The Bank of Queensland gave Messiah the Cat a credit limit of £1,660, or a little over $3,300. Messiah's owner, Catherine Campbell from Melbourne, applied for the card in her cat's name to test out the bank's security. Ms. Campbell told reporters that the bank requested identification from Messiah, but later sent a credit card without receiving any proof of ID. Ms. Campbell said the envelope containing her cat's credit card, the letter inside, and the credit card itself were all addressed to Messiah Campbell, the cat.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your daily calendar of events include... On the 22nd, it's George Washington's birthday. For the Love of Mike Day. Introduce a girl to engineering day. National Chili Day. On the 23rd, it's Curling is Cool Day and Iwo Jima Day. On the 24th, it's Open That Bottle Night. On the 26th, it's For Pete's Sakes Day. On the 27th, it's Spay Dog USA Day. On the 28th, it's Floral Design Day, Inconvenience Yourself Day, and National Tooth Fairy Day.
Bizarro Facts.
There are over 58 million dogs in the USA. Dogs and cats consume over $11 billion worth of pet food a year. Fingernails grow nearly four times faster than toenails. In an average year, humans blink over 10 million times. In the year of 2000, Pope John Paul II was named an honorary Harlem Globetrotter. Every second of every day, Americans collectively eat 100 pounds of chocolate. A fetus develops fingerprints at 18 weeks. There are approximately 50 Bibles sold each minute across the world. Every year, kids in North America spend close to $500 million on chewing gum. An earthquake on December 16th in the year 1811 caused parts of the Mississippi River to flow backwards. Honolulu is the only place in the United States that has a royal palace. 1 gallon of used motor oil can ruin approximately 1 million gallons of fresh water. In 32 years, there are about 1 billion seconds. Amazingly, rice paper does not have any rice in it. In England in the 1880s, pants was considered a dirty word. Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode number 22 of The Mondo Bizarro Show. Hope you'll come back and check us out next week. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.